McNeely, the big winner here, 2016 Tremblant Cross Country. Evan, you came out of the gates pretty strong. Was that part of the strategy, just leave everybody in your wake?
There's no real strategy. Actually, just felt really good today, and I just was setting a good, strong pace up the first climb, and what happened just kind of happened, and when I saw that it was happening, I just kept putting the pedals down and stuck with it to try to open that early lead, and the rest of the race was just holding it, riding conservative, try not to flat, try not to do anything stupid.
Was there any point where you thought maybe you went off too strong?
Nope. I felt really, really good the first half of the race, and I was definitely holding things back. I was pacing it for the long haul, thinking of the last lap the whole time.
So you obviously had somebody telling you what the gap was and everything like that?
A little bit, yes and no. There's a couple spots on course where I can look back and see how things are happening, and I could never see anybody most of the race, so I just knew the gap was big and that I was trying not to worry too much about what was happening behind me.
Really strong race, a really good performance. What's next for you?
I am headed to Le Brest, France, for the third round of the World Cup Series, and then I'm coming back for the next two Canada Cups, the Horseshoe at Horseshoe Resort and Hardwood Ski and Bike, to try to defend this jersey at those two races.
Big goal for 2016?
I'd like to make the world's team as an elite rider. It's only my second year as an elite rider, and I haven't gone to worlds as an elite yet. I'd like to do that, and I'd like to podium at nationals again.
Well, congratulations and continued success.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.